tonight with ISIS making new advances in Iraq and some questioning whether U.S. airstrikes alone can defeat the terrorist group, Congress is now starting to consider the president's request to finally authorize the six-month-old mission.
I want to give our military commanders the flexibility and the authority that they need to defeat our enemies.
Today, most Republicans said while they support that mission, they strongly oppose President Obama's unprecedented call for restrictions on his own power to deploy troops.
The president has tied his own hands and wants to tie his hands even further with the authorization that he sent up here.
The president and most Democrats say it's critical to limit the use of ground troops, especially for the next president.
I'm worried about what a potential Republican president could do without an airtight limitation on ground troops. The American public, they don't want us to put major combat operations back into the Middle East because they know that it won't work.
It is time to start bringing our troops home.
Obama became president by opposing an open-ended Iraq war others had voted to support more than a decade ago. Today, it still looms large.
What I was told when I opposed the Iraq war, quite frankly, by members of our caucus was, if you oppose this war, your future is ended in the leadership of the Democratic Party.
Democrats like House Leader Nancy Pelosi took heat at the time, only to eventually feel vindicated. And that makes them reluctant to support the president's resolution now.
There is no question that there's no appetite in the public for us to go into any more war.
But tonight, Republicans like John McCain say no president has ever limited his own ability to fight or win a war.
If the Congress of the United States wants to prevent the commander-in-chief from acting, you can cut off funds.
But that didn't work during the Iraq War. Once the mission was authorized, it was hard to stop.
Those of us who came to Congress after the Iraq War, who have learned from those mistakes, I'm hopeful that is going to be who wins the day here.